to eight of us here tonight in the church building. And I brought the Lord with me. And I'm praying that God will give us a good service tonight. And I have some prayer requests tonight I want to share with you. I just want to welcome you. Some of you be tuning in that maybe aren't members or don't go regular to Bible Way, but we welcome you tonight. I found out last week our broadcast is going up into New York. Some of the people that are sheltering in place are getting to hear the Word of God, and we praise the Lord for that. Amen. And thank the Lord tonight for what He's doing. We're just going to do the best we can, as long as we can, that Jesus is going to come and get us. Amen. And we'll be home with Him. By way of prayer requests tonight, let me share these with you. And Brother John Dockery is going to come lead us in prayer tonight. I'd like for you to remember Brother Brian Odell in prayer tonight and his wife, Sister Kim. They got back in from Houston yesterday. Always remember Brother Brian, please. And then Sister Jane Winkle has been very sick the last couple of days. And I'd appreciate if you'd remember Sister Jane. Remember Sister Margaret Ketron and her husband Zeke in prayer tonight. Remember Brother Larry Hilton. If you will, remember Sister Rhonda Tiller in prayer as well. Sister Ruth Johnson, a sweet lady. I appreciate if you'd pray for her. And then Sister Frankie Coakley lost her husband last week. Brother Dan, please remember Sister Frankie in prayer. Brother Gerald Rose lost his wife, Miss Barbara. I'd appreciate if you would remember them. I want to request prayer tonight for our country. We're in a kind of a battle in our country. And we're in a battle not only with this virus, but many different ideas about how things ought to be. We need to pray for our country tonight. Pray for our troops. Many of them are overseas and in harm's way. And we need to remember our troops tonight. I'd like for you to remember our missionaries, if you would, tonight. We do have one missionary in New York, Brother Alan Davis and his wife, Miss Sabrina. And they're shut in there in New York. And New York is getting hit very, very hard by this virus. So if you'd remember those folks, that sure would be a blessing. I'd like to ask prayer tonight for our healthcare workers and our first responders. They're out there every day on the front lines trying to help others. And I'd like to ask you to pray for them. I'd like to ask you to pray for one another. In these days, I would, Brother John, just ask us to be sensitive to the sweet Holy Spirit. If He puts somebody on our heart, it might be that He wants us to pray for them. Might be that He wants us to give them a call or just run by and check on them or something like that. And may God help us all as His people just to be sensitive to Him. Let's remember our elderly folks and our shut-in folks. And then tonight I wrote this down, and then I smiled when I wrote it down, those who are incarcerated. And I'd have to interpret that for some people. Brother Wayne Good would say, remember the boys that are in jail. Amen. I can hear that on prayer meeting night about every time we have prayer meeting. Then I'd like to ask you tonight to remember the ministry of the Salvation Army, and that they're not fixing meals on the inside now. They're just giving out bag lunches. And I had the privilege to go down there with Brother Steve on Sunday and help with that, giving out the next meal packets. And it was a blessing to those folks. And many people aren't blessed to have what you and I have. And we need to remember them in prayer. Brother John's going to come and pray tonight, and then Sister Tanita Thomason is going to sing for us tonight. And I'll come back and give you a few announcements, and Sister Tanita will sing another song for us. Then I've got a message on my heart tonight I want to share from the Word of God. Brother John, if you'd come tonight and pray for us, brother, I sure would appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. God bless you, brother.
Father, we do thank you tonight that we have a privilege and an open door to come to the throne of grace. Lord, you've heard the request here tonight. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, you look upon my favor. And God, you know every need. You know everything, Lord. Even before it ever happens, Lord, you know every need. Lord, we're glad tonight, Lord, we can call on you and have an assurance, Lord, that you hear us. And Lord, we pray tonight now, Lord, for each one that's been mentioned. Ask you, Lord, to visit their hearts. Lord, some are grieved, some are bereaved. Lord, we pray that you just give them peace in their heart. We pray for those, Lord, who are sick. Lord, we pray tonight, Lord, that you just meet with us, Lord, in a special way. Lord, we don't have anything to bring, nothing to offer, Lord, saving the finished work of the cross, the precious blood, Lord, that was given there over 2,000 years ago. Lord, we thank you for that tonight. Lord, we just ask you now, Lord, have your way in the service. Help the preacher, Lord, as he stands. Give him what he needs, Lord, and most of all, Lord, we pray you just overshadow him. Lord, fill him with your spirit. God, I pray tonight, Lord, let your gospel go out, empowering the Holy Ghost to much assurance, doing a work in the hearts. Might be somebody out there, Lord, that might hear this broadcast, Lord, that don't know you. Lord, we pray tonight, God, that you'd speak to their hearts, trouble their souls, Lord, and show them their needs. And I'm glad, Lord, they can be saved because of what you've done at Calvary, because of the precious blood, Lord, was given there that day. Lord, help us now. We need you tonight. Realize, Lord, we can't do nothing here, Lord, lest you help us. All will be in vain, Lord, lest you come down. So, Lord, we just ask that you meet with us. Honor these requests again, Lord, we pray. Have your way in our hearts. Draw us closer to you in these last days, Lord. Pray for our country. Lord, we need you so much. Lord, I realize, Lord, we've sinned against you and turned away from you, turned to idol gods, Lord, and we ask, Lord, not for justice, but for mercy tonight. Lord, we pray, Lord, you'd help us, help the leaders of our country. Lord, give them wisdom, Lord, to make the decisions, Lord, that need to be made. Lord, we pray what they say and do, Lord, might bring honor and glory to your precious name. Thank you again, Lord, for everything. Lord, you've been good to us. Lord, you've been better than that. You've been gracious to us, and we thank you. Lord, have your way now, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, brother. Bless you, Sister Tanita.
I don't need silver. I don't need gold. Don't need the things of this world to satisfy my soul, but I need Jesus and all that he gives. He's my salvation, he's where I live, and he's all I need. Trials come, he's all I need when there's nowhere to turn. When I'm in trouble, caught in the storm, he takes care of me. He's all I need when that time will come, when I cross that river, when my life here is done. The victory's been won. He's all I need. I don't need fortune. I don't need fame. Don't really care if anyone ever knows my name. Cause I know Jesus, he knows me, that's all that matters, he is the master I ever need, he's all I need, the trials come, he's all I need, when there's nowhere to turn. need.
God and the Lamb forever, he's all I need. Amen. What a blessing, sister. What a blessing. Let me make a few announcements tonight, and then Sister Tanita will sing another song for us. And blessing to have folk in the church that's willing to come out and take time out. They want to be a blessing. Amen. And tonight I try to teach our church down through the years. I realized something a long time ago. If my life is ever a blessing to anybody else, he first has to bless me. And when he blesses us, we can turn around and be a blessing. I want to give you a few announcements tonight, and I trust that you'll remember these and think about these in the days ahead. The first thing I want to tell you is that Brother Jim Hagee, the Lord used him and some others to take a big load of supplies down to Middle Tennessee when those tornadoes hit. And I think Pleasant View Baptist, our church, Macedonia, several individual donations. But the lady there, Debbie Baker, wrote a note to the church, and it said, "Thank you for your timely gifts of relief and support for the people of Cookeville. We were very excited to receive," and she said this, "exactly what we need." Amen. They were needing some bedding and different things, and God just provided it on that load of stuff that went down there. And one of the things that encourages me about America, there are things that discourage me in politics, but the way that businesses are stepping up and the way that individuals are stepping up to help one another, I've been saying for years, Brother John, I believe before this thing's over, we're going to need one another. Maybe like we ain't never needed one another before. That'll be all right, amen? There's over 900 cases now of the coronavirus in Tennessee, and there have been 3 deaths in Tennessee as a result of it. And you say, "Well, preacher, that's not bad," but that was somebody's mama, somebody's daddy, and how we need to remember those families in prayer. And I wanted to mention that because we cannot stress enough the need for the social distancing and washing your hands. And you need to wash them at least 20 seconds. They have a way now they can put your hands under ultraviolet light. And after 10 seconds, there's still a lot on your hands. But 20 seconds of soap and warm water will get your hands good and clean. And that's very important. And Brother Brian had his doctor to tell him down in Houston that that did more than the mask or rubber gloves, was just keeping them hands clean. So let's do that. Let's practice that. Vacation Bible School the week of June the 8th. And let's pray that we'll be up and running. And be good, Brother John, to see about 150, 175 youngins running around, wouldn't it, at this place right now that's empty. We love the children. And love to minister to them. So we're looking forward to Bible school. Then this is a very important announcement for our elderly people. And this doesn't have to be somebody from Bible Way. But if you know of somebody that needs groceries or medicine or anything like that, and we could go pick it up for them and take it to them in this time. If you'd just give Pastor a call or one of our deacons. We just believe in being a servant. That's what Jesus was, a servant. And so you let us know with that, and that'll help us. Now, this last announcement, I saved it for last because I didn't want anybody to think it was the most important announcement, but it is one that I need to make. I thank God, Brother Calder. I've had 4 or 5 phone calls in the last 2 days. "Pastor, what am I supposed to do with my tithes and offerings?" And it's an honor to pastor a bunch of people like that. Amen. I told one man today, or yesterday, I said, "Sometimes, Brother John, the tithes go to the beach and they don't come back." Amen. But thank God for people that are serious about serving the Lord, and they want to know what they can do with their tithes for the month of March. And so what we're going to do is several things. Sunday morning from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, Brother Larry Stallard, he is our assistant treasurer. He'll be here at the church, out at the front of the church. And if you just want to drive by on Sunday morning and give your offering, then you can do that. I'm going to ask you this. Please don't mail cash in the mail. Don't do that. That's not wise to do that. But if you want to mail a check, I'm going to ask you to do it right away. Do it tomorrow. Do it on Thursday. That way it can get in here in time for the end of the month, and it would all be applied in March, and we'll close out the books for March, okay? And then this is very, very important. Brother Larry told me on the phone today, and I thank God for this good spirit. He said, Pastor, for somebody don't want to get out, he said, if they'll just let me know, I'll drive by their house. He said, I won't go in. I'll just meet them there on the porch, and I'll carry their tithes and offerings up to the church for them. So you would need to either let Brother Larry Stallard know that or let me know it, and I'll let Brother Larry know, okay? We'd be glad to pick that up. Our missionaries are out there on the field, and they're dependent on us. And, you know, just because this virus has come on the scene, the bills at the church, they keep coming, so let's just mind the Lord. I'm not worried about it one bit, and that's the truth, because there's a lot of people around here that love Jesus, and they love to do what's right. Amen. And I believe the Lord will take care of it. Maybe even our church, some don't know this, but 35% of the general offering here at the church goes to missions. And then Brother John, we've been taking up an offering on Wednesday night, and that goes to our mission expansion fund. So I'll just say this, if you've got something you want to mark for that, we need to, identify that some way in that offering Sunday. If it's for the mission expansion fund, just identify that, okay, whether it's a separate check or in a separate envelope with cash. Well, that's all the announcements I have, so I'll get out of the way and let Sister Tanita sing another song. We'll come and get in God's Word tonight.
Morning with you.
Sister Tanita. If you have your Bibles tonight, let's turn over to the book of Psalms, please. The book of Psalms. Then we're going to go to the book of Malachi to begin our message tonight after we read one verse in the book of Psalms. The Bible said in Psalm chapter 4 and verse number 4, "Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed, and be still, Selah." And then this morning, early this morning, I got a thought on my heart. Here's where the thought stemmed from. That would be Malachi chapter 3 and verse number 6. The Bible said, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." I want to preach tonight for a little while, share a thought with you of standing in awe of some things that have not changed. Standing in awe of some things that have not changed. Would you pray with me and pray for me for just a moment? Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to read the Bible. Thank you, Lord, tonight for the sweet, sweet Holy Spirit. Lord, I love the line in that song Sister Tanita just sang. We have a heavenly Father. Lord, you're our Father. We're your children. God, I pray tonight, Lord, you'd bless your children. Bless us, Lord, with your presence. Bless us with your power. Bless us with your peace. Our Father, tonight, I pray that each one, Lord, that will hear, Lord, this message would be encouraged, would be strengthened. Lord, I pray that that one that does not know you, Lord, would be able to come to a place in their life where they could say, we have a heavenly Father above, where they would be born again, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed, the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Lord, I pray that the Word preached tonight would be mixed with faith, that it might profit us, our Lord, in these days. We'll give you glory. All of God's young and said, amen. Amen. Standing in awe of some things that have not changed. Malachi said, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." Now, how this started in my heart this morning, I was thinking about all in the last 2.5 to 3 weeks that's changed. I don't believe you've ever met a preacher that loves to shake hands more than I do. And when it's proper, I love to hug somebody's neck. Amen. I love God's people. And yet in these days, we're instructed for safety reasons to stay 6 feet apart. We turn on the news, and it just seems like the news is consumed with bad news. There's a lot has changed around the world. Let me give you something tonight. When you look at those numbers, do you ever stop and think how many of those folks dropped off into hell? How many of them didn't know Jesus? A lot of things have changed in the last few weeks. Things are changing in the way that the government's operating. Things are changing in the way that churches are trying to operate. Things are changing in individuals' lives. I mean, we went from an unemployment situation of about 3.5%. Now, over 30% is what we're looking at. Things have changed. But I want to concentrate tonight not on those things that have changed, but thank God those things that have not changed. Amen. There's some things tonight that's just the same as they were 3 weeks ago. Just the same as they were 3 years ago. Just the same as they were 30 years ago. And I want to look at some of those things tonight. The Word of God said, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." The first thing I want to say in the message tonight is this: the Lord's mercy has not changed. You say, "Preacher, what do you mean by that?" Well, he said, because he didn't change, the sons of Jacob were not consumed. And I'm telling you tonight that even in this trying time that we're living in, we serve a merciful God. If anyone would fall out with their sin tonight and come to the cross of Calvary and trust Jesus as their Savior, they would find mercy at the foot of the cross. That was truth 3 weeks ago, and that's true tonight, and that'll be true until Jesus comes and takes the church away. The Bible said in Lamentations, "This I recall to mind, therefore have I hope." There's a lot of people in America tonight losing hope. But I'm telling you tonight, God's people, our hope's not dead. It's very much alive. Amen. We have an anchor of the soul. Amen. That's what the Word of God teaches. "This I recall to mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness." A lot of things have changed. A lot of things are changing. But there's one thing about it. Every day when I wake up, God's mercy's there in my life. The Bible said, "The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." I saw something last week. My wife actually told me about it. I thought it was kind of neat. You know, a lot of young'uns now can't go to school. So a lot of parents have picked the books up and they're trying their best to teach them at home. You know what I mean? The things that they need to know. Well, they said one neighbor was looking out the kitchen window, and they saw another neighbor scraping the bumper sticker off that said, my kid is a good student. They were scraping it off of the car. Amen. We're learning things as we go along. Things are changing, but God's mercy has never changed. Amen. It's good that a man should wait and quietly hope in the Lord. I thought about mercy, and I read this sometime back. I'll read it in your hearing tonight. We'll move on to the second thing in the message. The Lord's mercy's not changed. A mother once approached Napoleon seeking a pardon for her son. The emperor replied that the young man had committed a certain offense twice, and justice demanded death. "But I don't ask for justice," the mother explained. "I plead for mercy." "But your son does not deserve mercy," Napoleon replied. "Sir," the woman cried, "it would not be mercy if he deserved it, and mercy is all I ask for." "Well then," the emperor said, "I will have mercy," and he spared the woman's son. Say, "Preacher, why did you read that?" Because you and I don't deserve God's mercy. All we deserve is a place in hell. But thank God for the grace of God that bringeth salvation. Amen. And God has mercy on our never-dying soul. It's not that we deserve it. Anybody, beloved, that thinks they deserve to be saved is not understanding the Word of God, not understanding the sinfulness of men and the salvation of the Lord. The Lord's mercy has not changed. Lot's changed, but God's mercy has not changed. The second thing I want to give you tonight the Lord spoke to my heart about. The Lord's ministry has not changed. God's still doing tonight what he was doing 3 weeks ago. He's still speaking to hearts. Amen. I believe Coulter down there in them prisons. I believe they some men getting stirred up thinking about things. They're all ganged up. How'd you like to be ganged up in there and that disease get inside of there? I'm telling you, they ain't got a chance. It's going to run rampant through that prison house. And there's a lot of men thinking about the fact that they're not going to live forever down here. And maybe they need to make preparation. Well, I'm glad tonight God has a ministry and it hasn't changed. You say, preacher, what verse did God put on your heart? How about this? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. That's what the Word of God said. You say, preacher, I don't understand what you mean. The Lord's not down here. He doesn't have a ministry down here. Yes, he does, Brother John. He lives in you, and he lives in me. And the Word of God said over in Acts chapter number 1, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. Jesus started a work, but hallelujah, he's not quit the work. He's still doing a work, and he's doing it through his people in this generation that we live in. The Bible said here, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. God said, listen, I got something good started here. Boys, I want you to pick up a ball and run with it. I want you to do and continue to do what I've started. Amen. I've got a ministry going. Now carry it on. Amen. Jesus said in one place, this always blew my mind. He said, greater works than these shall you do. You think about that. Jesus telling his disciples that they were going to do a greater work than what he had done. The Word of God said he went about doing good. The Word of God said he was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. And yet Jesus said to the disciples, you're going to do a greater work. The only thing I can come up with, I hope I'm right on this, is it was going to be a work of faith. When Jesus was working, he saw him, Brother John. He saw him heal the sick. He saw him heal the lame. He saw him raise the dead. They saw him feed the 5,000. Jesus said, I'm going away. And now folks are going to believe, not because of what they see, but because of what they hear, the precious Word of God. Down through the ages, beloved, the Word of God said, by grace are you saved through faith. Where you get it? Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Amen. The Lord's ministry has not changed. The Bible said he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days. This is important. Stay with me a minute. And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard of me. I'll tell you what's wrong in our generation. Listen to me, I'm not being critical, but there's too many people trying to do the work of God and the ministry of God without the Spirit of God. Jesus said, boys, you can't do it. You need to go up there to Jerusalem, need to have a prayer meeting, and you need to wait until you're endued with power from on high. And then you can do the work that I've given you to do. Jesus said in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria and the uttermost part of the earth. I believe when the day that we're living in is just an awesome opportunity to knock a hole in the darkness somewhere. There's people that's troubled. There's people that's worried. You and I ought to be shouting glory. Jesus said, beloved, listen, when we see the pestilence and we see the earthquakes and we see what's going on, this is just the beginning of sorrows. The King is coming. That's what the choir sings. The King is coming. That's what the Bible teaches. He's coming tonight. The Lord's ministry has not changed. I had something here I wanted to share with you, a little illustration about ministry. I want everybody to pay attention to this. You've got a telephone. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I can't get out. You've got a telephone. You say, preacher, I'm crippled up. You've got a telephone. I want you to listen to this. I thought this fit real good with where we're at tonight. I'm talking about a ministry. An elderly widow, restricted in her activities, was eager to serve the Lord. After praying about it, she realized that she could bring blessings to others by playing the piano. This might be for you tonight, Sister Tanita. You can't play the piano, but you might be on the phone playing that guitar before I get done. Amen. Now listen, she could play the piano. And the next day she placed the small ad, Brother John, in the Oakland Tribune. Said the pianist will play hymns by phone daily for those who are sick and despondent. The service is free. The notice included the number to dial. When people called, she would ask, "What hymn would you like to hear?" Within a few months, her playing had brought cheer to several hundred people. Here's a woman locked up, can't get out, and somebody said she can't do nothing, and she's done been a blessing to several hundred people. Within a few months, her playing brought cheer to several hundred people. Many of them freely poured out their hearts to her, and she was able to help them, and she was able to encourage them. I tell you, I believe that made Jesus smile. Amen. You don't have to be a preacher to help somebody. Beloved, listen, just use the gift that God has given you. Amen. And God will bless it. The Lord's ministry has not changed. I wish God's people would just get involved, head over heels. Just do something for the Lord. You say, "Preacher, I can't do much." You might be surprised how much a little bit is if God's in it. Amen. How much a phone call might encourage somebody, or just a song might encourage somebody. Let me give you this tonight. The Lord's mercy, I stand in awe. His mercy's not changed. I stand in awe. His ministry's not changed. I want to say something to you tonight. Listen, I guess a lot of men, Brother John, think they deserve to be standing in a place like this, doing what I'm doing. I don't. I believe I'm about the least likely candidate. My wife is about the least likely candidate in the world to be a pastor's wife. I'm talking about, she's 17, 18 years old. I looked over at her one day going down the road and said, "Honey, do you fear God?" She said, "No, am I supposed to?" I'm talking about ignorant of the things of God. Yet God came by one day and saved her soul and saved me when I was 27 years old and gave me something to do in the kingdom of God. I don't deserve it. Coulter, you don't deserve it. But thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His grace. Give us a little something to do. I think about the book of Ruth, where over there the Bible taught them in Israel to leave the corner of the field that the poor might just glean out there in the corner. Not go hungry. I tell you, I'll just take a corner of God's field any day and don't have to be out there among the sheaves. Lord, just let me pick up a few crumbs along the way. It'll be a blessing, amen, just to serve the Lord. Well, hallelujah. The Lord's mercy's not changed. The Lord's ministry has not changed. The third thing I want to give you, and I close with this tonight, I tell all of those of you that don't know me, you just got excited. You need to just lay that alone a minute, amen. Don't get too excited because I said I'm closing. My wife said one time, she said, "Honey, you never do preach a long message." But she said, "Them openings and closings is killing us." Amen. But I want to give you the last thing tonight the Lord put on my heart. This is important. There'll be people listening to this, I believe, somewhere along the way that might take offense about what I'm going to say. But the Lord's message has not changed. It ain't going to change. Salvation is still a message of repent. You say, "Preacher, I just don't know if repentance is necessary." Well, I got something Jesus said. He said, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." You say, "Preacher, what do you mean the Lord's message has not changed? How did you get that out of the Word of God?" Well, Psalms 119 and verse 89 said, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." If God said it in His Word, I want you to know it's not changed. Our beloved, I don't know why they want to rewrite a Bible every month or two, because God has preserved His Word in the English-speaking language in this old King James Bible, and this Bible don't need to be fixed. We need to get in it and let it fix us. That's what we need. The Lord's message has not changed. Proverbs 24:21. This is a proverb that we don't hear much, but I like it. He said, "My son, fear thou the Lord and the King. Brother John, way back when this started, that's what I got in my heart. Our president said, we need to limit the getting together. And I thought if we got together as a church and just done the opposite of what he said, that would be wrong. That would be living in rebellion. That would be doing our own thing when the Bible said we're supposed to submit to those that are in authority over us. The Bible said, my son, fear thou the Lord and the King. Now watch this. And meddle not with them that are given to change. Meddle not with them that are given to change. I'll tell you something right now. I believe the old time way still works. I believe the old time book still works. I believe the old time singing still works like a choir does. I believe the old time preaching still works. I believe the old time living still works. Amen. People that get a hold of God and pray and live for the Lord. The Lord's message has not changed. Let me give you three things quickly under this last point. The message of the cross has not changed. I want you to think about this. The Bible said, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made. Now watch this now. This same Jesus. Amen. I love those words. This same Jesus. The message of the cross has not changed. He's made this same Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Years ago, it was popular for people to say, well, now you need to make Jesus Lord of your life. I'm going to tell you something. You can't make Jesus anything. He is Lord. Amen. And thank God if you get a Savior, you'll get a Lord. That's what this Bible teaches. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Listen, the message of the cross is not changed. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. I'm going to tell you something tonight. Brother Ralph will get up and lead us. Brother John, that old song, I love to tell the story. Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus. I say, hallelujah. Thank the Lord tonight for them old songs that point the saints and point sinners to Calvary. Amen. Thank the Lord for an old book that they didn't cut the blood out of. Say amen. In whom we have redemption through his blood. If that book you're carrying don't say that, you're carrying the wrong book. Thank God the message has not changed. The message of the cross has not changed. I want to give you this tonight. This will bless you. Bless me this morning. The message of his caring. This fits with that song, Sister Tanita, consider the lilies, how they don't toil nor spin, yet there's not a king with more splendor than them. Consider the sparrow, he don't plan, he don't sow, but he's fed by the master. Amen. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah. He cares for you. He cares for me. Let me tie a couple things together right here, and I believe it'll be a blessing to you. Hebrews 1:1 said, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Look at verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he by himself purged our sin. Notice what he did. He sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. I want to ask you a question tonight. What's he doing sitting there? He went back to the Father and he sat down. What's he doing sitting there? I'm talking about standing in awe of the message that's not changed. He cares for you and he cares for me. Listen, I'm going to answer the question, what's he doing sitting there? Listen to Hebrews 7, verse 22. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests because they were suffered to continue by reason. They were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. I tell you what he's doing sitting there. Listen to the next verse. Wherefore he is able to save to the uttermost them that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. I tell you, he cares tonight. That's not changed. He's sitting right there. Oh, beloved, he'll save anybody that'll come God's way and take and repent of their sin and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ that God will save them. He's caring for you. He's caring for me. The Lord's message has not changed. The message of the cross has not changed. I'm going to tell you this, just in case maybe some liberal church gets a hold of this, some liberal preacher gets a hold of this. I want to tell you something right now. I can't fix what's going on over there. But by the grace of God, as long as I got a breath in me, I'm going to keep it from going on right here. We're going to stay with this old message. Ain't nothing wrong with this old message. It'll still get the job done. Beloved, people don't need their ears tickled. They need their hearts broken. Amen. And it's only the Word of God in the hands of the Spirit of God that can do what needs to be done in this generation that we live in. Oh, beloved friend, I'm telling you, it'll work. He's still sitting there caring for you, caring for me. The message of the cross has not changed. The message of his caring has not changed. And then lastly tonight, the message of his coming has not changed. The Bible said over there, Brother John, I don't have it in front of me, but the Bible said over, I believe it was over in the book of 2 Peter, they said, where is the promise of his coming? They scoffed. And there's people in this generation just scoffing. I've been hearing that all my life. I'm going to tell you something, that don't change the fact it's still truth. It hasn't changed. Listen to what the Bible said in Acts chapter number 1. Which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This is when Jesus went away. The Bible said this. Listen to me. I'm talking about something that don't change. This same Jesus. This same Jesus. The same Jesus that was born of a virgin. The same Jesus that went about doing good. The same Jesus that said, I do always those things which please the Father. The same Jesus they spit on. The same Jesus they crucified. The same Jesus they scourged. The same Jesus they pulled the crown of thorns down and drove the nails in his hands and his feet. This same Jesus. The same Jesus they put in that tomb. The same Jesus that come out of that tomb 3 days later is coming again for you. And for me, the message of his coming. The Bible said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. I don't know about you, Brother John, I won't start naming names because I forget somebody. But they's some precious people around here in the last 7 years that beat us home. They done left us down here and they've gone on home. This same Jesus is going to come and I'm going to get to see them again. And the next time I see them, they're not going to be in a hospital bed. The next time I see them, they're not going to be struggling to breathe. The next time I see them, they're not going to have things on their face and going down inside of them and IVs in both arms. The next time I see them, hallelujah, they'll have a body like unto the Son of God. And beloved, we'll rejoice around God's throne forevermore. The message of his coming has not changed. Thank the Lord tonight. It's real to me. Jesus is coming. The songwriter said years ago, they used to sing it, Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom because they don't believe the message that's never changed, that Jesus is coming. Thank the Lord tonight. He's coming. When he does, there'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more pain. There'll be no more death. For the former things, the Word of God said, are passed away. You say, preacher, what are we going to be like in heaven? A better way to ask that would be who we're going to be like in heaven. The Word of God said we're going to be like him. I don't know if I can get it tonight over in 1 John chapter number I believe it might be chapter number 2 or 3 there. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall see him as he is. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And the word of God said in verse number 3, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. I remember when God put this message in my heart, stand in awe and sin not. One thing the Lord made real to me is when we're standing in awe of him, we're not sinning. And when we're sinning, we're not standing in awe of him. We can't do both at the same time. Brother John, I believe it's teaching us that we have our eyes on him and we're genuinely looking for him, realizing the sun's setting out there tonight here in East Tennessee. Before the sun comes up in the morning, the S-O-N may come down, step out on a cloud and say, come up hither. He's coming. He's coming again. It was just in my heart tonight to share with you some things that down here, so many things are changing. I mean, who would have ever thought you'd have two guys fighting with wine bottles in their hands in a grocery store? I like the days when the wine wasn't in the grocery store and the beer wasn't in the grocery store. I like those days. I don't know where you can go now, but it ain't on the shelf. I'm telling you, beloved, they're fighting over toilet paper. We're in a mess. But thank God, God's given his people peace. And we realize tonight there's more going on than what the world sees. The stage is being set for the Antichrist. Somebody just to come on the scene and make all the problems go away. The stage is being set. But I'm glad, listen, I'm not looking for him. He's going to come in the great tribulation. I'm looking for the Christ, the Son of the living God. He's the one that's coming after me. How many's glad you come tonight? Let's be dismissed in a word of prayer. Coulter, come up here tonight and dismiss us in prayer, brother, would you please? If you don't know Jesus tonight, I beg you, trust him. Don't put it off. He loves you tonight. No one ever cared for you like Jesus. Trust him tonight as your Savior. Colt, come pray for us, brother.
Lord Jesus, God in heaven, Lord, I thank you for a chance to come, Lord, and give thee glory, Lord. Lord Jesus, there ain't many churches open for people to come to get saved. Lord God, you come by the house and save me as a boy, Lord. If somebody hears the gospel tonight, Lord, wants to get saved, they can do it where they sit, Lord. They can call upon thee and you'll come. Oh, bless your holy name, Lord, for that. Oh, God, that you don't abide in a church house. They can't shut you out, Lord. You come and abide with your people, Lord. Oh, bless you, sweet name. Thank you, God, for your power and your touch. Thank you for the sweet message tonight, Lord. I ask you, God, that it go far and it help troubled hearts in the land, Lord. Bless your sweet name and for being God and not changing. Thank you for that, Lord, my God, for you ever being, Lord, and not changing, God. Thank you so. Amen.